All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path. And you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore, amen. Always remember that he will never leave you nor forsake you, all right? The Messiah intercedes for us, all right? So let's turn from our ways, turn away from any bad habits, any bad thinking, any negative habits or routines that we're doing or around negative people. Let us be more set apart and stay on this narrow path and keep being upright for the Lord, amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. His grace, mercy, favor, love, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. Just thank the Lord for so many countless things he has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. In these last days, we're going to need the Lord more than ever. We're going to need prayer more than ever. All right. So we have to always stay grateful, thankful, and appreciative. Even if you might not be going through the best season or this year is probably ending in a weird way for you, you still have to stay hopeful to the promise of the Most High through his word, through his son. We have to always keep the good news in our hearts, man, and keep sharing that with people because we have to take it one day at a time, people. It's a lot going on all four corners of the earth, a lot going on probably in your personal life, but you take it one day at a time, okay? The Lord gave you another day. Get it right. Get close to him. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Brothers and sisters in the faith, let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the engrafted Gentiles who are going to go through the great tribulation down the road. And much love to the soon-to-be martyrs, the brave ones who are out there, you know, risking their lives for the gospel, getting in prison or going to go to jail for the what have you. These people who are going through near-death experiences for the word of the Most High, all four corners of earth. Much love to you all right? Let's always have that comfort and prayer for one another, all right? Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Most definitely, y'all, whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, cry out to him, sing a new song. People rejoice, play an instrument, stomp your feet, dance, you know, worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Yes, yes, let us worship the Father in spirit and truth. And let's just always serve him with gladness and joy, y'all, most definitely. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. Let us keep our lamps. Let us keep our oils, people. Let us stay alert, ready, and sober. Let us stay alert and vigilant for the Messiah's return, y'all. Most definitely, okay? Let us get it together and stay ready. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more closer to him. Let's draw near to God. He will draw near to us. Let us seek his face. Most definitely embrace his presence more often. Embrace his word. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High told you personally, according to your purpose, your life, your future, your calling, what have you, handle that. Your current situation, handle that, all right? Always handle Father's business, people, with obedience and alignment, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So I hope that you all are doing all right and staying strong, okay? And taking it one day at a time, people, all right? One day at a time, all right? So now, in today's message, we're just going to go through a commentary within the book of 1 Samuel, all right? So we'll go through this commentary, and then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go with the commentary. This commentary is basically revolved around the kingship of Israel and how Israel is going through those different transitions of not having a king or a wickedness and not having proper leadership, proper authority, what have you. And this is a point where Israel didn't even want the Most High. They wanted a man to lead them. You know, they wanted a king. So they're pressing Samuel about this. Okay. So we know that through the kingship of Israel, there's only been a few righteous kings and a whole bunch of wicked kings, all right, that led to Israel's despair and captivity and scattering, what have you, okay? So we know that the Messiah is the true King of Kings, amen. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the true one who died for our sins. He is the one who steered us the right way in that narrow path, amen. So he is a true king that really did it for us, amen. So that's why we always got to do his word and follow him forever. And we see the examples of Israel, what they went through, that led up to the Messiah coming here on earth in the first place, okay? So we got to always understand that there's only a few righteous kings in the time of ancient Israel, in that time period, okay? So I'm just going to go through this commentary, read through these scriptures, and then go from there, okay? So here we go. Today's Bible reading, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 through 22. Recommended reading, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 14 through 20. And also the book of 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. And also Psalm 69, verse 24. All right, so we know the Messiah is the amazing king, man, that really did all the laws. He fulfilled the law, man. He knocked it all out the park, y'all. So he pressed us to keep the commandments as well and to handle it as well. Amen. So let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 8 and go through verses 1 through 22. Okay. So here we go. Israel asked for a king. When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as judges for Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah, and they served at Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "You are old and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have." But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king, as they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing for you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will do." Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will do. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of his chariots. Some he will assign to be commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and others to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and still others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vintage and give it to his officials and attendants. Your men servants and maid servants and the best of your cattle and donkeys he will take for his own use. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and for yourselves will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, and the Lord will not answer you in that day." But the people refused to listen to Samuel. "No," they said, "we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles." When Samuel heard all that the people said, he repeated it before the Lord. The Lord answered, "Listen to them and give them a king." Then Samuel said to the men of Israel, "Everyone go back to his town." All right, so you see here through this reading how Samuel is dealing with a lot with Israel. You know, you see how stubborn they are and how much they rejected the Most High. So Samuel was really angered and displeased by them doing that. You know what I mean? And it just shows you people like Samuel, Moses, you know, certain individuals that were called and chosen with these assignments or what have you, how much pressure and different emotions they had to deal with regarding leadership and God's word and carrying out orders for the Most High to Israel, you know. So just shows you when you're doing your assignment, you're doing God's work, how it's not always a smooth, easygoing thing. All right. So we always need the strength and the patience when we're doing God's work. Amen. We got to always pray God for more strength and patience as we're dealing with certain people and our assignments. Okay. So now that was today's Bible reading. Now I want to get into the recommended reading. Okay. So I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 14 through 20. All right. So this is basically the laws for the kings of Israel. Okay. The king, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you and have taken possession of it and settled in it, and you say, "Let us set a king over us like all the nations around us," be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord your God chooses. He must be from among your own brothers. Do not place a foreigner over you. One who is not a brother is a light. The king, moreover, must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself or make the people return to Egypt to get more of them. For the Lord has told you, you are not to go back that way again. He must not take many wives, or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold. When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law, taken from the priests who are Levites. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees, and not consider himself better than his brothers, and turn from the law to the right or to the left. Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel. All right, so those are the laws for the kings of Israel. And we know for sure the Messiah fulfilled the law. He didn't break it. And the Messiah did all that with no problem. Amen. So beautiful king he is. Amen. So he really showed us the way. He is the way, truth, and life. Amen. So he kept the commandments. He kept the law. He always humbled himself, and he went through with the Father's words. Amen. And he was truly a doer of the word, man. So he is calling on us and charging us to press us to be doers of the word as well. Amen. So that was the reading for Deuteronomy. Now let us go into 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. Absalom's conspiracy. In the course of time, Absalom provided himself with a chariot and horses and with 50 men to run ahead of him. He would get up early and stand by the side of the road leading to the city gate. Whenever anyone came with a complaint to be placed before the king for a decision, Absalom would call out to him, "What town are you from?" He would answer, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." Then Absalom would say to him, "Look, your claims are valid and proper, but there is no representative of the king to hear you." And Absalom would add, "If only I were appointed judge in the land, then everyone who has a complaint or case could come to me, and I would see that he gets justice." Also, whenever anyone approached him to bow down before him, Absalom would reach out his hand, take a hold of him, and kiss him. Absalom behaved in this way toward all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice, and so he stole the hearts of the men of Israel. At the end of 4 years, Absalom said to the king, "Let me go to Hebron and fulfill a vow I made to the Lord. While your servant was living at Geshur in Aram, I made this vow. If the Lord takes me back to Jerusalem, I will worship the Lord in Hebron." The king said to him, "Go in peace." So he went to Hebron. Then Absalom sent secret messengers throughout of the tribes of Israel to say, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpets, then say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" 200 men from Jerusalem had accompanied Absalom. They had been invited as guests and went quite innocently, knowing nothing about the matter. While Absalom was offering sacrifices, he also sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, to come from Golo, his hometown. And so the conspiracy gained strength, and Absalom's following kept on increasing. So you see there in that reading how different people are trying to raise up and be kings as well and try to appoint themselves and what have you. They're being disobedient about how God's laws were regarding kings and what have you. So a lot of people are very prideful and was power hungry, position hungry, and clout chasing, what have you. So we see all the different transitions Israel was going through with their kingship and how certain individuals went about it. All right. So now let us read Psalm 69, verse 24. "Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them." All right. So God's anger and wrath was on Israel heavy for the way they were living in that time period. Okay. So, you know, let us really follow the true king, the Messiah. Amen. He would lead us on this narrow path forever. He'll lead us to eternal life. Amen. We stay on this narrow path and stay faithful to him. Amen. So those are the today's Bible reading and recommended reading. Okay. Now let us go through with the commentary. The title of this commentary is Handling Rejection. You've been through performance reviews before, but you're still nervous. Will you be able to think you're on your feet? Will you be able to think on your feet? Will your thoughts make sense? When you walk into your boss's office, the knot in your stomach tightens even more. You notice that your boss looks as nervous as you feel. As you sit down, you realize that he's not looking you in the eye. After a few slow motion moments of silence, he finally clears his throat. "I have some bad news. The company has decided to let you go." He picks up your personal file and shuffles it through it to avoid meeting your shocked gaze. Of course, you've been a good employee, but the company has decided to head in a different direction in your department, and they want to bring in a new leader. The hard blow delivered. Your boss hurries to relieve his own tension, naturally will give you a generous severance package and an excellent recommendation. Finally, he looks at you with the weird, "Do you have any questions? I hope not," expression on his face and says, "Well, I guess that's it. We'll get a packet with all the details into your hands by the end of the day." He busies himself gathering papers and then, as if surprised that you're still sitting there, mumbles, "I'm sorry." All the while, you're still trying to absorb the impact of his words. The company has decided to let you go. Imagine Samuel's shock when the people of Israel asked him to step aside and appoint a king to lead them. His two sons had already disappointed him, and now the people were rejecting his leadership. They no longer wanted a judge who represented God. They wanted a flesh and blood leader whom they could display with pride, a king, like all the other nations had. Samuel felt as if the people were saying, "We've decided to let you go. We all facing our hurt by rejection. How should we respond? How should we respond?" When the people told Samuel they wanted a king, he didn't argue with them. He didn't spit out the first answer that came to mind. Instead, he prayed. He poured out his disappointment to God, and then he obeyed. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What kinds of rejection have you faced in your life? How did being rejected make you feel? Can you recall times when you handled rejection inappropriately? How might you have responded instead? How have you sensed God working in you to handle rejection? Hey, man, something to really reflect on. Amen. We've all been rejected some way, somehow, in our personal life, works lives, family, friends life, martial life, just rejection in different ways. You know, people take so much offense to it, and we feel so many different types of ways about it. But everything that goes on, there's always a lesson in it, you know, and the Most High is with us through the good, bad, and ugly. He is with us through the highs and lows, man. That's just how faithful, amazing He is, you know. And in this life, man, this journey of life, we just go through so much disappointments or letdowns or failures or shortcomings and so much different things. You know, we all fall short of God's glory through our sins and our ways, but also just in general, when we try to do right, try to do better, things just don't turn out the way we wanted to, amen. But we got to do what Samuel said. Samuel still prayed to God. He still called on Him through it. So we got to always go to God for everything, for the good, through the good, bad, and ugly, and through the highs and lows, you know. But a lot of people to this day are still healing from rejection. A lot of people are dealing with bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness and all those different things. And we have to truly be healed and restored and delivered. And we have to truly learn how to move past things and to grow from them. You know, a lot of people got these wounds that still haven't healed properly. So the word of God will heal you. Let the Most High heal you, y'all. Healing power of God is all His, y'all, okay? So we got to cry out to God and let Him know our concerns, let Him know how we feel deep down inside. We can't hide how we feel towards God. He already sees it, all right? So we might as well confess and let it all out. And we pray to Him and call on Him, you know, because too many people right now are just sitting there with so much hurt and pain and wounds, and they never dealt with it properly. They've never addressed it. They never opened up about it. And it just hurts them all on the inside. And God wants us to release it, man. God wants us to give it all to Him. You know, only the Lord cares. Only the Lord will do it for you, man. Only the Lord will heal you and comfort you through your moments, okay? So we always got to cry out to the Lord when we're feeling rejected or something didn't go our way, amen? So there you have it, all right? That is the commentary, and that's that, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all, the Almighty, the Creator, most definitely, His Son, the Messiah. Yes, He's the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate, the Almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God. The beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the great, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my salvation, my branch. Yes, the Lord is my redeemer, my healer. Most often, the Lord our God is one that's no other like him. Best believe that. He is a sustainer. He is sufficient one. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, Yehusha, Yehusha, Yahweh Shai, Adonai, Elohim, most definitely El Shaddai. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch the green most definitely, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, people. Yes, he is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Got to trust in him. Got to believe in him. Yes, faith is what pleases him. You got to please him with faith, people. Yes, the Lord will do it. That outstretched arm, that mighty hand, that finger of God will do it in your situation. Call on him. Yes, he will, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most definitely need miracles, signs, and wonders right now. It's very urgent for a lot of you out there. A lot of you really need it. Amen. Get what you need from the Father. Call on him, people. Let's have that obedience as well. Obedience is tied to the blessings, okay? So stick to that word, y'all, and be doers of the word. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai. Yes, we know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all, most definitely. Praise the Lord, y'all. You got to praise him in the midst of your situation, what you're going through right now. Praise him, praise him, praise him, y'all. Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all, the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the Ancient of Days, the Adonai, Advocate, Aleph and Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, the baby of Bethlehem, the baby and child of promise, the balm of Gilead, the banner of Israel, the banner of love, the baptizer, the bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, Beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed One, blessed Rock, blesser of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom Lamb, bright glory of bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter's son, chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Ghost, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comforter, the comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, covert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, the express image, the eye of the Lord, the face of God, the face of the Lord, fairer than children of men, faithful, the faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, full the excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publican and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and amazing God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of my prayer, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over the house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son Jesus Christ, his son our Lord. Holier than thou, holy and true, holy child Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, the I am, that I am, that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the crucified, Jesus, the grace and truth, Jesus, the King of the Jews, Jew, the judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes. Yes, the Lamb of salvation, the Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, the Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man, the lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns. Yes, he is the lily of the valley, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of Zion, the living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord everlasting strength, Yahuwah, Lord of a new covenant, Yahweh Shai, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness. Magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, whew, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path in the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the New Testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty Savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom. Mind of the Lord, mind anointed, mind elect, mind holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, the one, the true one, the one and only sacrifice, the one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, our overcomer Lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, the priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, 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 ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of that inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday to today forever, same yesterday today forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree in the authority of the power name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands, approximate footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new vision, new song to sing, new insight, new life, new beginnings, new steps, new fresh starts, new habits, new routines, new living, new habits, new love, renewed strength, double portion blessings, renewed miracles, wonders, and signs for the rest of your life until the Messiah comes back forevermore. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Humble yourself like a child and enter the kingdom of heaven like a child. Repent and get baptized. Start your life over for the most high. Stand on your path forevermore. Keep doing his will until his son comes back, people. Praise the Lord. Got to keep doing the Father's will forevermore. blessings to you all for real. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, the separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, the servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah glory, shelter, shelter of his flock. Shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkard, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent, wonderful, amazing, wonderful God, the excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord my hiding place, the Lord my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of the upright hearts, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and Adar, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, amazing God, works in mysterious ways, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veil to the new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, revelation, the way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh. Word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord, zealous one, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise the Lord. The Father's amazing. His Son is excellent for dying for our sins. And it's just amazing to praise the Lord, y'all, okay? Have to praise him these times that we in, okay? So y'all stay strong and encouraged out there, man, and take it one day at a time, people, okay? keep crying out to the Lord. Keep calling on him, okay? He sees all the details. He sees all the tears. He sees all of it, y'all. So cry out to him, people. Praise the Lord, all right? So what I love to do as I close out this message is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? Here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jairus Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Take it one day at a time. All right. Keep serving the Lord forever. Much love. Peace.